never heard a person called a varmint.
Oh, just to act silly with it.
Okay,
everybody.
Just yeah. Right. Now this is a little animal that climbs up trees and eats nuts.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Now, what different kinds of these are you familiar with?
Oh, I've seen gray squirrels and fox squirrels. That's about all I know.
Now, I don't think you see them around here, but I'll bet you saw them when you lived at Big Creek. They're something like squirrels, and they climb in trees, except they have shorter hair. And I think they're gray, and they jump around, climb around the trees.
Well, it's flying squirrels.
Yeah?
Little flying squirrels.
There's another kind that I'm thinking of. You maybe have forgotten about these.
But these, I guess I have.
How about boomers or mountain boomers?
Oh, yeah, there's boomers.
Okay, now, what is a boomer? Have you seen those?
Yeah, we've seen a boomer since we come here.
Is that, what is that?
Back over the woods.
How could you tell one of those apart from a...
They're just larger than a gray squirrel.
It's larger than a gray squirrel?
Larger than a gray squirrel, and a fox squirrel is brown.
Uh-huh. And does they... But a... And the fox squirrel is smaller than the gray squirrel.
Yeah.
And the boomer is the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
Is the boomer have the same kind of hair as the...
Yeah, about the same.
And its bushy tail?
Yeah, but I believe a boomer is darker than a gray squirrel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Its hair's darker.
Yeah, but it has a bushy tail, too?
Yeah, they have bushy tails.
And what do you call these things that run along on the ground? They never go up in trees. They're small animals about this.
Just, you know. I don't know.
4 or 5 inches long. They run along the ground very fast. I don't mean rats or mice. I mean something like a squirrel.
I don't know unless it'd be a ground squirrel, but they fly.
Oh, ground squirrels fly?
Yeah, they can get up in the trees.
Is that, well, then...
No, flying squirrels.
Flying squirrels,
and then
yeah.
There's ground squirrels.
And the ground squirrels. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of could you fish did you ever fish
at Big Creek? Yeah.
Okay, what kinds of fish did you catch?
Well, we caught red eyes and hog mollies and suckers and black perch. Wasn't too many black perch in there, but we caught one once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes catch a snake.
Mm-hmm. what's a hog molly?
Hog molly, it was a fish.
What is that? What does it look like?
Well, it doesn't have scales on it like other fish. You know, you have to skin the things.
Mm-hmm.
They have little knots around on them,
mm-hmm.
And they don't grow too big.
And were there carp in the river?
Carp. Not many in the creek. Riddles Creek run down by us. It was down in the river.
The hog mollies, you could eat those?
Yeah, and red eyes,
uh-huh.
Black perch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder about the hog molly, though. I really don't know. I think I've heard of mollies. Maybe I have. But I just wonder why they call them hog mollies.
I don't know.
Are they bigger?
They don't grow too big. I've never seen one about that long.
And how did you eat those? You fry those?
Yeah, you fry them just like frying other fish.
Okay. And these things that you don't find them around here, but they're in shells?
How tickled me. You said you never heard of a molly.
Uh-huh. No, I really haven't. Why'd that tickle you? You didn't call them, you mean you never just call them plain mollies?
We just call them hog molly.
Oh, you, I see, okay. Well, you have to excuse me. You have to excuse my lack of experience. Now, we're talking about these things that live in, that have shell. They live in shells, and sometimes there's a pearl in them.
Oh, that's a...